Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, good morning, everybody. The Steelers have a new quarterback. And really, he's a new old quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, officially a Pittsburgh Steeler. 1 year. $13.65 million contract, $10 million guaranteed, has a max value of $19.5 million. That's $5.85 million worth of playing time and team performance incentives. And I'm a happy camper. This makes the Steelers better. He's better than Mason Rudolph. If you disagree, why? 412-928-9370. I don't know why anybody would be against this. Why would anybody say, oh, no! Much rather have Mason Rudolph play 17 games. We've had a bunch of varying opinions on the station. Pony is against it. A lot of listeners who called in against it. I don't understand that. He's a stopgap quarterback. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's a four-time MVP. And no, he ain't what he used to be, but he's better than what they had. So why would you be against it? 412-928-9370. Doran, your thoughts.
I'm all for it. And I think that this has been done for a long time, as we kind of speculated. I think that there was a handshake deal, and I think Aaron Rodgers did have some personal things he wanted to take care of.
Looks like he got married.
You know, obviously family members were, allegedly sick that he was taking care of. And, you know, I give Aaron Rodgers a lot of credit in this situation for many reasons that we'll get into throughout the show today. But for the main reason right now I give him a lot of credit is because – he was honest. Like, I'm not going to sign a contract and not show up to OTAs and that be a cluster, you know what? And, you know, take the attention away from the team because everybody will be talking about me not being at OTAs. And I'm not in a position where I'm going to participate in OTAs. And let's just wait until mini camp that is. You know, you have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll sign and then I'll show up then. But I give him credit for not signing earlier and then not showing up to OTAs, creating a whole storm by the media. Aaron Rodgers isn't showing up to OTAs. And then that obviously causing friction early on in the process. No, I'm going to wait and then I'm going to sign whenever I have to be there.
I said I'd be against it if Rodgers was not at minicamp. Well, he's going to be at minicamp. They obviously knew for a long time that he wasn't going to be there for OTAs, and they were okay with it. 2 hours after the final OTA practice, he signs. A bunch of reports out there that Rodgers has been talking to Arthur Smith now for a couple of weeks, that he'd been talking to Mike Tomlin for a couple of weeks, so the Steelers weren't surprised by him signing. The Steelers always thought they had him in the bag. And the Steelers are a better football team today than they were last week at the same time.
Yep.
The Steelers are a better football team today than they were with Russell Wilson. They just are. I've heard Pony argue that he thinks Russ was a better player than Rodgers. I don't know. Let's go back and look at when they had the most success. That game against the Cincinnati Bengals, where they racked up 500 yards and Russell Wilson threw for over 400. It's not like Russell Wilson was throwing the ball all over the yard. And I don't want to take anything away from Russ, but let's break this down with a critical eye. It was all deep shots down the sideline and 20 catches-ish by running backs. He was dumping it down, middle of the field, because the Bengals just didn't feel like covering 5 yards off the ball right in the middle of the field. A lot of run after catch. And when Russ in the Steelers offense was playing up to its capabilities last year, the best football we had seen them play, it was a bunch of deep stuff. There was no over the middle of the field. There was nothing complex. It was run the ball and chuck it.
Yep.
And that's what we've seen when the Steelers offense has been good, the few and far between points that it was good since Ben retired. I watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers stuff over the weekend. He throws it over the middle of the field. He still has that back shoulder fade. He can throw the fastball. He can put touch on it. He can make every throw on the field. Russell Wilson was a deep ball merchant.
Mm-hmm.
And don't criticize me, listeners, at 412-928-9370 for some sort of revisionist history. We had Pat Bostic on here when that Steelers offense was playing well. Like when they had taken on Washington in the Bengals game. And my question was, what does it look like when the Steelers are trailing and everyone knows the Steelers have to throw? Like when Russell Wilson has to traditionally drop back and throw the football, how's he going to play? And it didn't go well. Now, there's a couple things that are going to have to happen this year for Rodgers to be effective, and we'll get to that later on in the hour. But I think Aaron Rodgers is clearly a better player than Russell Wilson was. They improved over their quarterback situation from last year, and they, my God, improved over their quarterback situation that they currently had on the roster.
Yes.
He's better than Will Howard. Come on. He's a sixth-round pick. And he's better than Mason Rudolph, who's making $4 million this season. Isn't that what you're shooting for? Just get better. And they did. So why would anybody be against it? 412-928-9370.
I think people are just against Aaron Rodgers, the individual, more than, I guess. And they want to lump in what he did last year, which really wasn't that bad. And especially down the stretch of like December, they want to lump that into who he is and, you know, his views and those things. I understand that. And you can have your opinion, obviously. But I think that whenever you assess the situation, it's not about looking at the AFC North. It's not looking at Joe Burrow. It's not looking at Lamar Jackson. If you look at the AFC, it's not looking at Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, some of these other top-of-the-line quarterbacks. It's looking at what you have on your roster now.
Exactly.
And what you had on your roster last week. This time last week, it's about assessing your roster last Monday and saying, okay, Friday, we are better than what we had on our roster. That's what you have to look at right now, and I think that they did themselves a due diligence by signing Aaron Rodgers and making that quarterback room better.
The people who poo-poo this talk about how Rodgers can't move anymore. Down the stretch, he looked a lot more like prime Aaron Rodgers than he did early in the season. This is from Matt Williamson of Steelers.com. Of Aaron Rodgers' 30 fastest top speed plays last season, because all these guys are tracked now. You can tell how fast everybody's going on a given play because of some of the technology you have. So of Rodgers' 30 fastest top speed plays last season, 17 of those came week 13 or later. So the last 4 weeks of the season, Aaron Rodgers was moving faster than he did really at any other point during the year, which means he was getting healthy. Now, you're not getting Aaron Rodgers the way that, you know, you wish you were getting Aaron Rodgers. You're not getting Super Bowl 43 Aaron Rodgers. You're not getting four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers, who, my God, not only did he have one of the best arms in the NFL, one of the quickest releases in the NFL, but he also moved and manipulated the pocket so well. He's still got his brain. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the athleticism he used to have, but it got better as the season wore on. I think you can argue the exact opposite for Russell Wilson.
Right.
Russell Wilson came out early, and you're like, oh, this guy can still move. By the end of the season, to me, it looked like he couldn't. So you've improved over Russell Wilson. You've improved over Mason Rudolph. Why would you be against this? It's a simple question. 412-928-9370. The other thing is, Doran, he's a one-year stopgap. You're not going to fool yourself into believing that this guy can be the guy. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's Mason Rudolph, and let's just say he threw 23 touchdowns and 10 picks. you would have a lot of people, Steelers fans, at the end of the season going, hey, maybe he's Sam Darnold. Maybe he's Geno Smith. You can't win a Super Bowl with those guys.
Right.
So fooling yourself into thinking the wrong guy is the guy is really the worst thing that could have happened for the Steelers this year. Is Rudolph is just good enough to make you go, Rodgers can't do that. Because next year he's going to be 43 in December or November, whatever his birthday is. Like, this is it. 1 year. Doesn't matter how well Rodgers plays. They're going to draft a quarterback next year, and this is all part of the plan. I love that. 1 year, take your best shot at it. If you fail, so be it. And if you win a lot of games, like 10, 11 games, and you're not picking in the top 20, okay, guess what? You've got 12 draft picks to help you get your quarterback of the future next year. I'm really not seeing a downside here. I'm just not.
And obviously the money, too.
Super Bowl 45 for Rodgers, not 43. My bad. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
good. Go ahead, sorry.
Obviously the money that he signed for. I'm sure that we'll dive into the the details of the contract. But, I mean, he goes on, Pat McAfee show, and he says, I'd play for $10 million. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, right. Aaron Rodgers playing for $10 million. Well.
Liar.
Well.
$10 million guaranteed. $10 million.
How can you hate that? How can you hate that?
He just wants to play.
Right.
You said it off the air, Doran. This guy was never really mulling retirement, doesn't sound like.
Mm-mm.
He wants to come. He wants to play. He didn't want to be at OTAs. Guess who else wasn't at OTAs? TJ Watt. Guess who else wasn't at OTAs? DK Metcalf. Look around the league. There are guys all over the place, not at OTAs. He's going to be here when he needs to be here, and that's minicamp. I'm not seeing a downside, are you? 412-928-9370. Here's a text. The Steelers are toying with Mason's career. That's why. Give him a chance. Right. I'm so sick and tired of hearing that.
$4.5 million for what he did. Go back to last year then and watch some of the film whenever he was with Tennessee. And tell me if they're messing with his career by giving him $4.5 million to be a backup.
He stunk last year.
Right.
Let's just call it what it is. Texter, hilarious the flip-flopping you're doing on Aaron. I said I wanted Justin Fields. After that, I've been pretty strong in my support of them getting Aaron Rodgers. But yeah, I'll admit it. I wanted Justin Fields. Because there was at least in my mind, slim chance he could be the quarterback of the future. And I realize I just said, don't let yourself get convinced that the wrong guy is the guy. I had seen enough from Justin last year and enough through his career that I think that there's a chance he could be a franchise quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been my preferred route. But the second he signed, and it really looked like it was coming down to Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, I've been Team Rodgers the whole time. I'm tired of people calling me a flip-flopper on this. It's BS. It's not true. And a lot of the Mason supporters probably think he's a pretty smart guy, right? He knew Aaron Rodgers was coming here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why he's here, because he wants to start, and he thinks Aaron's going to turn 42 early on this season. 42-year-olds don't really play quarterback in the NFL very often, and we saw his Achilles explode 2 years ago. I think this was all part of the calculus for Mason Rudolph. So he's not getting a raw deal here at all.
Zero. I'm
tired of hearing that. The phone calls are popping, Doran.
Right.
412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on this coming up next. I'm not going to yell at you, I promise. Rob from Chicago, who actually came to town.
He did.
We saw him.
Got to meet him.
At the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, which was a great thrill. He's going to lead things off when we come back. Your calls as well. 412-928-9370.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rogers! Discount double check, Doran.
Rogers.
Our long national nightmare is over. Months. We've talked about this guy, and finally, he is the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He gets number 8.
Yes.
So ESPN quit doing the whole Photoshop thing, the whole AI thing with him wearing Bradshaw's 12. Like, that was never going to happen.
No.
Especially after Bradshaw said, hey, why don't you go eat some bark in California?
Chew on bark?
Yeah, go chew on bark, which is one of the great insults ever.
Yeah, yeah. Chew on bark. Yep.
We'll get into how many games we think the Steelers will win with Rodgers as we move forward in the program. We're going to take a bunch of calls today at 412-928-9370. I mean, assuming they get a wide receiver number 2, which sounds like they're really working hard on, I don't think there's any reason they can't win 11 games with this guy.
Right.
I just said we get to it later in the show and then I immediately give the
right
prediction.
Now. Right now. Oh, yeah. Right now.
I had him at 6 wins with Mason Rudolph. I got him at 11 wins with Rodgers. The schedule is easier than it was last year, and I think the team is better than it was last year. We did this little exercise before the show, Doran. You look at the Steelers starters for that wild card embarrassing defeat to the Baltimore Ravens. Russell Wilson was your quarterback. You got a new QB. Najee Harris, running back, got a new one. Van Jefferson and George Pickens, your top two receivers, they out.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Anderson was playing in place of Mason McCormick. Dan Moore was playing left tackle. He ain't on the team. Broderick Jones was playing right tackle. Now he's going to be playing left tackle. Troy Faltano is going to be your starting right tackle. That's 7 differences from the end of the season now to the beginning of this one.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Just on offense.
Just on offense. And then defensively, you got 3 new starters because you don't have Larry Ogunjobi. Alandon Roberts is gone, and Dante Jackson's gone. So that's 10 out of 22 new starters day one as compared to last year, and I think you're better at a lot of those positions. And you won 10 games last year with one of the hardest schedules any of us had ever seen. I think they're winning 11 this year if they stay healthy, and I'm never going to predict injuries because that just doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
What if they just stay status quo? Like, what if they don't get another weapon on offense? Is 11 wins still what you're thinking?
Yeah, I'll go 10.
10?
I'll go 10. It's going to look different. They need to get another guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think they will. I mean, they had Gabe Davis in. He left without signing a contract. That's usually not a great sign. We'll get into some of the other options they have for weapon number 2, let's call it, because there's some tight ends mixed in there too. What do you think? How many games do they win? Well, since I blew the thing early.
Yeah, 10-11. Yeah. I mean, said that all along, really. With Mason, it was a little bit less, clearly. But yeah, 10-11. I mean, I think it looks like last year they may win a playoff game. I think that they win the games that they're supposed to during the season instead of losing some of those games like they did last year and the year before. And that gives them a better opponent the first round of the playoffs than maybe facing the Bills or somebody that's going to whoop, or the Ravens. I think they'll make it, may draw like the Chargers this year. They may draw the Chargers, and they'll actually win a playoff game.
If you think they'll win a playoff game this year.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I can't get there yet, but I would much rather have Aaron Rodgers start a playoff game than damn Mason Rudolph. With all due respect, Mason, I probably shouldn't call him damn Mason. I like Mason. He's a great backup, a nice man, and I think he's had a good NFL career. I mean, a third-round quarterback, and here he is, what, 7, 8 years later, still in the league, but that's what he is, a backup. To the phones?
Yep.
To the phones in Rob in Chicago. Rob, it was nice to put a face to your voice, buddy.
Dude, I had a lot of fun. That was a really good time meeting you guys. That was well worth it. My thoughts on Rodgers, I think that he's going to do this with, you know, sincere intentions. I think he has a lot of respect for Tomlin and the Rooneys, and he's not doing this just, you know, half-assed. He's going to give you the best effort he can. And at his age, that remains to be seen just what that's equal to. But earlier, what you were just talking about, there's so many moving parts that are unfamiliar with each other. Everything has to go right. The offensive line all of a sudden has to gel. The new running back has to click. The receiver that they're bringing in has to, you know, he has to gel. Everything has to work at once, and it's never, you know, they've no familiarity with each other for this thing to go. So I'm giving it maybe 9 to 10 wins. We'll see.
Thank you, Rob. And I mean, all those things were true independent of Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you run the ball behind this offensive line with Mason Rudolph? How's it going to look with the new wide receiver number one and DK Metcalf? Who's the wide receiver number two? All these questions were there regardless of who your quarterback is. So I'll rather just take the better quarterback. And you brought up Houston, or no, you said this year if they play the Chargers. In my head, I was thinking last year if they'd have played Houston, it might have been different.
Right.
I'm not saying they would have beat Houston. They gave up 300 yards rushing to the Ravens, for goodness sakes. But you would have had a better chance. C.J. Stroud had a worse year last season than Aaron Rodgers.
He sure did. I just saw that pop up.
Yeah.
Just side by side.
Like, everyone wants to talk about how bad Rodgers was last year. He was better than C.J. Stroud. And one of the reasons why that Jets offense failed, yeah, they gave too much say to Aaron Rodgers, handpicking a coordinator who really hasn't been great at his job in the NFL. He pretty much got Robert Saleh fired. I'm not sure whether or not he was calling for Saleh's firing, but because of the underwhelming performance as a team, Saleh got let go. But the reason why, to me, that they weren't better offensively, and you can say they had better weapons there than maybe even the Steelers do now. But I think the reason they failed offensively, they put too much on Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
They were dead last in the NFL in rushing attempts. You can't have a 41-year-old quarterback back there and make him throw the ball 40, 45 times a game. You just can't do that. You're putting way too much on the guy, and he was getting rid of it quick, which is great because he can still do that, and he's still accurate. But, hey, Aaron, you're the reason we win. You're the reason we lose. It's all on you. That shouldn't be the case for really any quarterback in the NFL. You got to mix in some rushing. I petered out with my take at the end of the sentence there. Brandon in Katanning, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
Great, man. I'm just headed into the butcher shop here.
All right.
I'm so tired of hearing all this crap about Aaron Rodgers, but I'm a fan of it. This dude's an MVP. He's way better than Mason Rudolph. You know, it's like we haven't had a quarterback since Ben, so what's the problem?
I agree.
I agree, too.
I'm not guaranteeing it, but I guarantee you he's still going to have a 500 record. Period.
Yeah, they're not losing more than 8 games, like at worst. Like, they're going to go 9-8, I think, at worst.
At worst.
412-928-9370. Somebody texted in and said they don't like Rodgers because of some of the stuff he says. Well, listen, I don't want to go here, but I will go here. I think he and Mason are pretty similar politically.
Mm-hmm.
So if you disagree with the politics of Aaron Rodgers, that would mean you would disagree with the politics of Mason Rudolph. So shouldn't you just evaluate them on whether or not football? They can spin the football?
Yeah, football.
Texter, you guys are nuts. 11 wins. Their O-line is still suspect. No number two wide receiver. They can't stop the run. Cornerbacks are overrated, not to mention the coaching. Okay, all those things were true last year. They won 10 games.
Exactly.
With one of the most difficult schedules that we've ever seen in the NFL. And I don't think this is a walk in the park this year. Like, we broke it down a month or so ago The back half of the schedule this year is tough. It ain't what it was last year.
What about the year before that? What was their record again?
9-8.
Hmm.
The offensive line was bad then, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver number two was literally quitting on the field, Deontay Johnson.
Yep.
Now you upgrade at quarterback, and everyone and their mother said this was a great draft for the Steelers. I'm telling you, they're going to win 11 games. 412-928-9370. There are two keys to Rodgers playing his best brand of football this year. We'll get to that coming up next. We'll continue to plow through your calls. Jared and Butler, Anthony in Oakland, and others waiting patiently. We'll get to you coming up next. 412-928-9370. Should probably do some reads. We're just so excited. Didn't get that.
Yes.
Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, as always, at underscore Adam Crowley, at Scorendor, and brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
.net. How many games will the Steelers win with Aaron Rodgers at the helm? You can vote online at underscore Adam Crowley. That's a Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Texter, I'm so sick of the goal being to win a playoff game. When did that start here? The dregs of the league hope to make the playoffs. Contenders' goal is to win the Super Bowl. We're just above the dregs with the goal being one playoff win. Sad, just sad. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
But you're trying to make the best of a not great situation this year, and you see where Rodgers can take you, and then next season you get your young quarterback who hopefully is the next one that can lead you to the promised land. Like, the Steelers are trying to win this season.
Yes.
And I respect that as an organizational philosophy. They never want to tank? Okay. That is something that I think some Steelers fans can absolutely be proud of. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror as a fan, though. They were never going to win this year. But Rodgers, I think, makes the brand of football more entertaining, and I think he lifts the ceiling on this group. So if you're not going to win the Super Bowl either way, don't you still want to be entertained? Because that's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this dozens of times. I just didn't want to watch Mason Rudolph start 17 games at quarterback, with all due respect to him. You're going to try to win games 20-16 every week out? I don't want to see that. We've seen it. We've seen it now for 5 years. Give me a guy who can maybe put some points on the board. And maybe it does look ugly. Maybe his leg explodes again. But I'd rather take the shot with Rodgers than just trot Mason out there for 17 games.
I don't think they ever had intentions of Mason being the starter. Like, I don't think they're that, I don't think that that was even in the conversation at all. I think even if they didn't get Rodgers, that they probably would have traded for somebody. They would have gotten somebody else. They would have gotten Kirk Cousins.
It would have been Kirk.
It would have been. And we obviously that's a hard no for a lot of us.
Yeah.
But I think that they still would. I think that they always looked at Mason as, look, you're a backup. I bet you that's the conversation they had. Like, you're going to be the backup this year, unless somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, Mason's out there throwing out the first pitch of the Pirate game the day that Rodgers signs, which I had to chuckle about. He's a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
He knows it. He signed a backup deal.
I mean, they told us that they were in win mode this year. There was never going to be a situation where they were going to tank or to just roll with Mason because of training for DK Metcalf. Like, you thought that they were just going to do that just because? Like,
right. You're going to tank a season of DK Metcalf. You're going to waste a season of DK. Yeah, guy, no. You're paying $150 million. I think it's about the long term with DK, but you would be wasting a year if you said, let's strip it all down to the studs.
But we got a receiver. Like, what? It just didn't make any sense. So I don't think that they had any intentions of rolling with Mason at all. I think regardless, Rodgers or not, they were going to get somebody that was a starter in the league.
I agree with that. You can give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll get to the calls in a second. There are three keys I got to getting the best version of Aaron Rodgers. Number one, you got to protect him. Pretty simple there. Number two, you got to run the ball. Steelers fourth in the league in rushing attempts last year. The Jets were dead last. So protect him and run the ball. Those things go hand in hand. And then thirdly, you want to keep the bones of the Arthur Smith offense, but you're also going to have to let Rodgers do some of the stuff that he's more comfortable doing. You're going to see a lot more shotgun, I think, than Arthur Smith would ideally like to run, but so be it. Good offensive coordinators, when you got red paint, you paint the barn red. So those would be my three keys to getting the best out of Rodgers, Dorn.
I think those are perfect.
Thank you.
Those are definitely perfect. I think that maybe if I were to pick holes at it, I'd probably switch the order. I think three would be one. Not that necessarily you're going in order, but I think my 1-2-3 would be Rodgers, Arthur Smith, not Arthur Smith, Rodgers. And I fully expect that. Like, this offense is going to look different.
Yes, it is.
It has to. It has to. There's no way that Aaron Rodgers is going to sign and Mike Tomlin's like, well, we don't really like throwing over the middle of the field.
Right.
Like, this is not going to happen.
It's going to at least aesthetically look different than it has since the end of Ben's career. Because they didn't want Kenny throwing over the middle of the field because he was young and they didn't want him turning the football over. And Kenny, for all his warts, did a good job of protecting the football. Mitch Trubisky, obviously, they realized you can't throw it over the middle of the field because you're a turnover machine. Justin Fields never has been a middle-of-the-field guy. Russell Wilson at his apex was never a middle-of-the-field guy. If you look at some of the passing charts, and I did because I'm a loser, last year for Rodgers, there's not a place on the field that he can't throw it and not a place on the field that he doesn't like to throw it, even at his advanced age. Let's go to Jared in Butler. Hi, Jared.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just had a points here. I wanted to ask you guys, did you watch Enigma, Netflix on Rodgers?
Yes.
I mean, I know he's pumping his own tires there a little bit, but he seems like he eats, sleeps, breathes, and lives football. And that's a guy I want at the helm, with the QB1 with the Steelers.
You know what, Jared? I've thought an awful lot about that. And Enigma didn't make me like Aaron Rodgers, but it made me respect that he's a guy with kind of a goofy worldview, and I don't begrudge him for that. Also, when we're talking about the offseason, what's the difference between a guy going and doing ayahuasca for 3 days or a darkness retreat for 3 days or going and going on a bender on some boat someplace?
Right.
Like, everyone's going to do the things that they want to do during the offseason. His just happened to be off the beaten path. What's the damn difference? Honestly, who cares? Who gives a rat's ass? He likes to be quiet in a dark room?
Yeah.
So what?
It's the same thing. It just doesn't fit what people...
Yeah, it's just weird.
Right. It doesn't fit what people think that it should be.
Right.
In their mind. Yeah, he can be whatever he wants to be. I mean, as long as, and like we were saying before, like, to me, the contract that he signed and the details of it, the financials of it, tell me that he wants to just play football.
Yeah, he was never going to retire.
No.
This was all about just, hey, I don't want to go to OTAs. Yeah. Who needs OTAs? I'm going to take as much time in my offseason to do what I got to handle. And whenever the players under contract are, when they need to be there, when they have to be there, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. Anthony in Oakland, hi.
Look, I feel good about the situation because what I know Rodgers will do is he's not going to listen to the nonsense coming from the sideline about audibilizing and throwing in certain places. That's out the door. You know, Wilson acquiesced after that Cincinnati game, which baffles me. That was the best game we'd seen around here in almost 10 years. And Fields was never going to be assertive. Rodgers is going to be assertive.
Yep.
He's not going to listen to Thomas' nonsense or Arthur Smith. He's going to do what's best to make the team better.
You know what, Anthony? I'm happy to hear you bring that up, Doran. Like, hey, Rodgers, don't throw it over the middle of the field. Okay, coach. And then you know he'll run out there. And if a guy's open, he's throwing it in the football.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And it's not like when you watch the offense, the and you guys thing, obviously brother. Know, Anthony, like you guys know this. It's not that there weren't over the middle of the field concepts. Like, you just had, guys who weren't throwing the ball over the middle of the field. Like, there are going to be guys open in the middle of the field, and Rodgers is going to throw the ball their way.
Well, he's going to be assertive. The next move will be, Romeo Dobbs is going to be out down in Green Bay. That they got two wide receivers, one they even got in the first round. He was insubordinate last year. He's out. That's the next guy you go get. And now we're cooking with gas.
Thank you, Anthony. Always appreciate your call. Much more on Rodgers over the course of the show. But coming up next, the Buccos, all of a sudden, they've won three games in a row. Paul Skeens twirled another gem. But are we now mad, really, for the first time at Don Kelly? Get to that briefly before back to Rodgers at the top of the hour. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
If Bohm does hit a ground ball, Ashcraft ready, the pitch, swinging a bouncer toward the bag at second. There's one, relay, two, game over, Pirates win it. Braxton Ashcraft with the win, and Donnie Kelly works his magic again.
Set up the double play.
How does he do it?
And one pitch later, there's the double play.
How does he do it? Yeah, I think he stunned everybody, hey. Bob, when he pulled Skeens, and here comes
Look
the
at
rain.
The rain is pouring all of a sudden.
Here comes the tarp.
The guys aren't off the field yet.
They're shaking hands. Ashcraft a winner for the first time. What a game. What a sweep for the Pirates. I mean,
yeah, have a nice trip back to Philly, you Jags. They've lost 9 out of 10. Pirates, meanwhile, 14-14 under Donnie Kelly. And when he pulled Skeens, I was apoplectic in my house. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're costing him an opportunity to get a win. And they win. And Ashcraft was really good. And then I saw Zane Grilly tweet after the game, listening to Skeens, listening to Kelly. It sounds like they had told Skeens, you get one more batter in your last inning. And they actually let him go two. Skeens didn't seem to have any problem coming off the mound.
No.
So if Skeens ain't mad, in this instance, I'm not going to be mad on his behalf. And I thought Donnie Kelly hit the right buttons.
Right.
You have a double with one out, and Donnie Kelly goes, all right, let's walk the next guy intentionally. Let's set up the double play. Lo and behold, you get a double play, and the game's over, then the skies open up. I can't criticize Donnie Kelly. He did the right things.
Exactly. That's why I can't be mad, because it worked.
They were 12-26 when Donnie Kelly took over. And they are 26-40. They've made up no ground, but they've also lost no ground. They're 500. Where would they have been if this guy was the manager to start the year, damn it?
Mm.
And that's frustrating, man.
Very, very frustrating.
Because he clearly has a knack for pushing the right buttons. Doesn't mean he's right all the time. But from a motivational standpoint, from sticking with guys who are hot, he just seems to have a feel.
Gets it.
He gets it. Maybe they'd be a 500 team right now if he had been the dude from day one. And that's why, let's say they finish the season with a 500 record under Donnie Kelly. Like, he ain't going anywhere. I would still get rid of Charrington because Ben Charrington took full credit for firing Derek Shelton. Well, you should have done it before the year
exactly.
then, man.
Exactly.
Whoa, we need a punch. We need a spark. Okay, it's worked, but the season was already lost. I mean, what if he did it a week or two earlier? If he had done it a week or two earlier, they're closer to 500 right now, and maybe the season isn't lost. So if he wants to take credit, then he's got to take blame for not pulling the trigger on getting Don Kelly in here sooner. But they're fun to watch again, man.
I like it.
And they're probably not going to contend for anything the rest of the way. But they're an enjoyable watch, and I didn't know that we would ever get back to this point this season. And that's a low bar, and I'm not giving them credit for doing that, but at least when you put them on in the background, you don't have to be embarrassed watching them anymore.
I mean, I give them credit for this past series. I mean, you swept a good team that is, I guess, considered your rival, but the interesting part about all this is this next series for me, whenever you play the Marlins. Like, you cannot let the momentum that you build up,
no,
you know, go away, because I can smell it right now. Pirates get swept by the Marlins, and I hate to say that because I'm more of a looking glass half full guy, but I could just feel it. I could feel it right now that's the letdown that we've been used to at some points in Pirates watching careers.
It would be very piratey for them to then go out and lay an egg. Let's hope it doesn't happen, because they've actually got a little bit of momentum right now. And let's just say, for argument's sake, you sweep the Marlins. Now you're 11 games under 500. And I don't know, you can kind of feel yourselves pulling closer to getting your head above water. Can they maybe make it interesting? Probably not. But they're playing good ball. Skeens said that to you guys whenever he joined for the Fan 5 Alarm, and we'll let you listen to some of his comments a little bit later on in the show. 50-minute mark on the Fan was brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We have an awesome giveaway for you coming up in the next hour, and we're going to kick off the hour with some Adam Schefter comments. Rodgers, the third choice for Steelers quarterback? That's next. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.